KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:01, we have partly cloudy skies, 67 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today. A chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high near 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa news, a Union County man was arrested Thursday on a warrant out of Polk County for dissemination and exhibition of obscene material to a minor. Creston police say 36-year-old Jason Ford of Creston was arrested at the Union County Courthouse and later turned over to Polk County authorities. Well, there are no additional bird flu cases in Iowa, giving hundreds of state and federal workers and hired contractors a chance to catch up with a backlog of birds to be euthanized. Iowa Department of Agriculture officials say they expected to have all the turkeys exposed to the H5N2 virus euthanized and composting by the end of the day on Thursday. That's about 1.2 million turkeys. Of the nearly 28 million chickens exposed to the virus, about 24 million have been euthanized. Disposal using composting, on-site burial, incineration, and placement in landfills continues. Officials believe warmer temperatures will kill the virus, and Iowa is expected to have highs in the 80s for the next 7 days. Minnesota reported one new case on a turkey farm. The Iowa legislature is passing new liability protections for county landfills that accept the dead carcasses from poultry operations that have been hit by the bird flu. Senator Mary Jo Wilhelm, a Democrat from Cresco, says it's a protection for county taxpayers who would have to pick up the tab if their local landfill is sued.
They take on the responsibility of accepting these birds, that if they follow Homeland Security, DNR regs, federal regs, that if somebody wants to sue them for whatever other reason, that they're not going to be held responsible because they're following all the rules.
The issue is being addressed in a budget bill that outlines spending for the Iowa Departments of Agriculture and Natural Resources. Legislators are also asking landfills to submit a report to the state next year detailing the volume of bird carcasses buried and the fees charged by the landfill. Wilhelm says it's a check against excessive landfill charges.
The feds are paying for the tipping fees, and so we don't want to have them taking advantage of drastically raising tipping fees.
More than 30 million chickens and turkeys have had to be killed in Iowa due to the bird flu outbreak. All the turkeys and some chickens are being composted in their barns. Some dead chickens are being buried just outside on the farm. Some are being burned and others are being shipped to landfills. A large incinerator at a landfill near Cherokee is currently burning about 7 loads of dead birds a day, with plans to increase capacity in the coming days. A privately owned landfill near Malvern and a county landfill near Sheldon are burying biosecure bags of the dead chickens. Officials at the Polk County landfill have indicated a willingness to make bird burials, but none to date have been taken there. The legislature's new liability protection for landfills would not apply to the landfill near Malvern, but would apply to two other county-owned landfills. The Branstad administration is not yet deciding on whether the governor will accept or reject the legislature's attempt to undo Branstad's order to close the state-run mental health institutes in Clarinda and Mount Pleasant. A bill that cleared both the House and Senate Wednesday with bipartisan support calls for keeping the Mount Pleasant facility open for another year. The Clarinda MHI would remain open until mid-December with hopes of finding a private company that would run the unit there that cares for elderly patients who are too frail or aggressive for other facilities. Clarinda Economic Development Director John Greenwood said that would be a victory for his community. A spokesman for the governor said this morning that Branstad will carefully review the bill while continuing to consider how the state provides the highest quality of care to individuals in need. Clarinda's Economic Development Director said the legislature's proposal gives employees at the MHI more time to figure out their next step, and in his community, a chance to try to find a private company that will come in and keep the facility open. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones on Wednesday asked local residents and motorists passing through the area during the Highway 6 or 7th Street construction project to exercise caution and courtesy when taking the detour routes through town and to area businesses located along the construction zone.
Got a lot of traffic out in the area. We got some traffic that's not used to traffic, like 10th Street, 14th Street, a lot more traffic, so it's 22nd. Concerned is especially around 10th and Olive. We call them California stop signs, rolling stop signs. You need to come to a complete stop on all stop signs. That's the law anyway. If you're going into a four-way intersection, you need to yield to the right. yield to the right and proceed cautiously to the intersection.
Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green said Wednesday his officer had issued 13 tickets for illegal stopping in one day alone. Green said motorists are also failing to stop along 8th Street east of Olive, where there are stop signs located at every intersection. So far, at least 3 tickets were issued to motorists who failed to obey those stop signs, as of last report. Jones also asked motorists to respect those whose driveways are located along the detour route by giving them a chance to exit their driveways, especially when traffic flow is heavy. Councilman Dana Halder echoed Jones's comments about being courteous drivers.
Courtesy goes a long ways, and especially on 10th Street, if you've got a whole line of cars and somebody's trying to turn left, it'd be nice if you'd stop for them and let them get turned left so that the rest of the line can continue to go.
Mayor Jones says he understands the construction is an inconvenience, but it's been a long time in coming, and when it's finished, it will be a great benefit to the community. Elsewhere in the news, the Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a Nebraska man had been arrested Monday on a harassment by communication charge. 54-year-old Richard Stockton Bradshaw of Omaha was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released later that day on $325 bond. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested an Omaha man Thursday morning on a warrant charging him with contempt of court, resistance to a judicial order or process. Christian T. Lemming was transported from the Douglas County, Nebraska Corrections Facility to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center. Lemming appeared before the magistrate and had his bond set at $800. A single vehicle accident in Mills County Wednesday morning resulted in the driver of the vehicle being transported to a hospital in Omaha. Dennis James of Tabor was driving a 2014 Chevy southbound on Highway 275 at around 7:10 a.m. Wednesday when the vehicle crossed the center line of the road near Quigg Avenue. The car went off the road to the left and hit an embankment before it struck a culvert and flew through the air and rolled into the East Road ditch. The vehicle eventually came to rest on its passenger side, facing north. James was transported by ambulance to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.